This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm Bill Snyder. It's great to be with you. And on today's episode, my guest is Randy Knoll. He is the Director of Synod Implementation for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. And today we're going to talk all about the Archdiocesan Synod and its implementation here for the Milwaukee Diocese. So, Randy, thank you for joining me here on WSFI Spotlight.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Bill, and with all the listeners on WSFI. So thanks for the invitation.
Of course. So let's begin with this. What was the Archdiocesan Synod? What took place?
That's a great question, because I know when people hear synod, sometimes they think of the synod, the Pope is having it to look at the family. And a synod basically is a gathering of leaders, with the Archdiocesan Synod for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. What we did was, the Archbishop Lestecki was very clear from the beginning that he wanted this to be certainly a gathering of leaders from throughout the Archdiocese, but a time of spiritual renewal for the Archdiocese, and then a time to vision and plan for the next 10 to 15 years. So really, when we talk about the Diocesan Synod, like I say, it was both something that was rooted very much in prayer, in trying to be open to the Holy Spirit's guidance, and then in setting the tone and the vision for the next 10 plus years.
Wonderful. Can you just give us a timeline of how that took place, Randy, for listeners? Because I know that process was a little bit of time ago, correct?
That's correct. The actual synod happened on Pentecost weekend, which was June of 2014. But what led up to the synod, the Archbishop wrote a pastoral letter, and this was a document entitled, "Who Do You Say That I Am?" And it really was a document on the church, and that kind of rooted us in the church and in what we would then be talking about as we went forward. So that happened back in January of 2013, that the pastoral letter, "Who Do You Say That I Am?" came out. The next step was, we had small reflection sessions for the parish leaders and school leadership, and we gave them a copy of the pastoral letter and then a copy of the study guide, so that they began to resonate with what the Archbishop was talking about when he talks about the church, talks about the future of the diocese. And from those the leadership sessions, we then expanded and did sessions for parishioners. So every parish in the Archdiocese was asked to hold a parish session, or to work with a couple parishes in their area and hold a cluster session. And of that, we had about 15,000 people who participated in one of these sessions. And they gave input. We rooted it in the pastoral letter, but then we asked them to start thinking about, what is it that the church does well, but what is it that the church also needs to look at and to improve upon? And out of that came some wonderful suggestions, which were taken to the next level, which was a district level. So we had, there were 15 districts in the Archdiocese, and so we had every parish send a team of about 10 to 12 people to these, where we looked at the information that came from the parish sessions, did some further prayer and discernment on those, and then really came up with, what are the main challenges that we're faced with as an Archdiocese? And those challenges then went to the synod gathering, which was about 500 people. And like I say, it was on Pentecost weekend, and there was, again, a lot of prayer, a lot of discussion, discernment, and then actual voting on saying, what are the top priorities we need to focus on? And the voting was done so that people could see the results immediately. So it was just a process that had built one step on the next. Start with parish leadership, then parish sessions that were open to everybody, then district gatherings, and then the synod itself.
Wonderful. This really was a comprehensive process of renewal just through that beginning process of the synod. And then you had this Archdiocesan meeting at the diocese, as you mentioned. And what were some of the key themes that came out throughout this entire process? What were the things that people and parishes and pastors and the leaders of the diocese talked about?
As we look at it, going into the synod, we had 8 main areas that had surfaced from parish and district gatherings. And then in each of those areas, there were 7 top priorities that were voted on. So we had like 56 different topics or 56 different initiatives that we were looking at. Of that, we voted on the top 2 in each area. And again, all of this was so rooted in prayer. It was really powerful, Bill. I have to say, of all the things I've done related to church ministry and to being involved with church, this was probably the most or one of the most powerful experiences I've ever had, where I had to step back and go, wow, the Holy Spirit really is present and is part of everything that we're doing, and especially the weekend of Pentecost when we were going through this discernment and voting process. So out of all of that, what ended up coming out is really 5 main areas, I would say, that we could take all of those initiatives that were voted on and say, okay, where do they overlap? Where do they connect with each other? So the top one was evangelization and the Sunday Mass, and we'll talk more about that as we go on, because that's what we're really centering on this year. But besides evangelization and the Sunday Mass, then was formation, as far as how do we learn more about our faith at all ages. So for children, for teenagers, young adults, for adults, so kind of across the board, multi-generational. Along with formation was, what are our teachings and our involvement with social justice issues? So how do we reach out that if we truly are church, it means we have to go beyond ourselves, and we have to look at Catholic social teaching, and how do we reach out to the poor and the needy in our midst, and those that need help and need service. So we had evangelization, the Sunday Mass, formation, the social justice. Then stewardship was the next big area. And when we think of stewardship, we oftentimes think of money, but this went beyond just financial contributions. It really was stewardship of time and of our gifts and of our talents. So Matthew Kelly talks about how 7% of the people in parishes do 93% or even more percent of the work that needs to be done. And how do we get that 7% up to 8, 9, 10, 11, 12% of our parishioners being more involved? So that's all part of stewardship. And then I would say at the heart of everything was mission and leadership. That what is our mission as a church? And it's interesting that coming out of the synod, the Archbishop actually issued a new mission statement for the Archdiocese. So that's at the center of everything we do. And if that's going to be successful, we have to have good leaders who are formed and trained. So mission and leadership at the center, then working with evangelization, Sunday Mass, formation, social justice, and stewardship.
Wonderful. These are fantastic goals for not only the Milwaukee Archdiocese, but for every parish and in our listening area. Just to focus in on these areas, if you're listening, to the voice of Randy Knoll. He is the Director of Synod Implementation for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and we're discussing the synod process and some of the fruits of the synod from the Archdiocesan Synod that took place last year in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. So now you are charged with implementing these 5 areas. Can you tell me just a little bit about the general process of how you're going to go about and how you are implementing these
yep.
principles?
Good question, Bill. As I mentioned, at the center of this is mission and leadership. And so following the synod, the Archbishop Lestecki issued what's called a synodal declaration. It's the official accepting of the priorities that were voted on at the synod. But then he could add other things. And one of the things that he talked about that I mentioned was a focus, a mission for the Archdiocese, which really is, when you look at it, it's the mission not only of the Archdiocese, it's the mission of the Church as a whole. So he talked about really 3 main elements, that what we need to be doing is proclaiming Christ, that we have to really spread the message of Christ, and that's, you know, everything we do has to connect to that. Secondly, that we're making disciples, and you hear talk of intentional discipleship. And really, it's helping people grow as followers of Jesus. What does it mean to grow in your faith, to follow Jesus, to really become a disciple? And then we do that as Catholics by connecting it through the sacramental life of the Church. So kind of our touchstone with everything we're doing now coming out of the Synod is, are we proclaiming Christ, are we making disciples, and are we connecting it to the sacramental life of the Church? And it's interesting because I give talks every once in a while to parents, and I say, isn't that what parenting is all about? That you're teaching your children about Jesus, you're proclaiming Christ, you're hopefully helping them to become followers of Christ, which is making disciples, and you're doing it by connecting them to the sacraments, to receiving baptism, communion, reconciliation. So anyway, even though this is the mission of us as an archdiocese, as a church, it's really our mission as Catholics, as Christians. So that's at the center of everything. But then what we're doing is, each year, we're going to kind of focus on one of these main areas. And it doesn't mean the other areas don't take place. I mean, we're still doing social justice, but what we're doing this year, and we're doing formation, and we're doing stewardship, but what we're doing this year is really putting our main light, shining a light on evangelization and the Sunday Mass. And how do we help people who are coming to Mass have a deeper appreciation and understanding of the Mass? And then how do we reach out to those who aren't coming to Mass as often as they may have done in the past, or who aren't coming at all? And how do we reach out to them as well?
We do have to take a short break here on WSFI Spotlight. Again, you're listening to the voice of Randy Knoll. He is the Director of Synod Implementation for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. I'm Bill Snyder. We'll take a short break. Be right back after this to talk more about how we can grow in our faith and implement these wonderful tenets of practice for the Catholic Church that the Archdiocese Synod highlighted for us. So we'll be right back after this.
Hi, I'm Doug Berry from Life on the Rock. The importance of Catholic radio cannot be underestimated. This is a medium that can reach into the hearts and the minds and the vehicles of individuals at any given time or day. This is one of those ways that we can reach hearts and souls that are hurting and that need to know the grace, the strength, the healing power of Christ.
WSFI is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community, but we only can do that with your financial help. Please take a moment now to donate online at WSFIRadio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. That's P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois, 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is blessed with the opportunity to participate with WSFI Catholic Radio in the new evangelization. Holy Family is your local resource for books, CDs, and DVDs from Catholic Answers, Ignatius Press, and all of the other fine publishers featured on Catholic Radio. Holy Family also has the area's largest selection of baptism, communion, and confirmation gifts. Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is located at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information is available on Facebook.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm Bill Snyder. Today, my guest is Randy Knoll. He is the Director of Synod Implementation for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. And we are talking about all things Milwaukee Synod, not the synod that's happening currently in Rome, though, the March Diocesan Synod that took place last year in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and talking about the different plans and all the different pieces that came together. Just to give a brief recap, some of the fruits that came out of the synod were evangelization and Sunday Mass formation, teachings in social justice, stewardship, and mission and leadership. So these are all great things for all Catholics to have an understanding of. And so Randy's doing all the implementation in the parishes across the Archdiocese of Milwaukee for this. And we're just, I want to focus in on that. You mentioned before the break that you're focusing on that evangelization and Sunday Mass, that first one this year. Not that you're not focusing on the other ones, but this has formed itself into a hashtag IEvangelizeMKE, and it's being blasted out all over the place. So you can just tell me a little bit about that, Randy.
Great. Well, what we did is we looked at the area of evangelization and Sunday Mass. As I mentioned, that we wanted to focus on both those who are attending Mass, but then how do we reach those who aren't coming as often? And if you look at statistics, there's more and more people who are what are called occasional Catholics, that they might come once a month to Mass or once every 2 months. And we said, how do we help attract some of those people to come more actively, or those who aren't as involved? And one of those groups is young adults. I mean, I think there's some young adults who are very committed to their faith and are very active, but there's a large number of young adults, millennials, so people in their 20s and 30s, who really see religion as strictly an option and aren't taking part in it on a regular basis. So as we looked at this, we said, if we could tap into social media and really spread the word through social media, we think we can reach out to those that aren't typically entering the doors of the church or who aren't coming on a regular basis, at least. And so what we decided to do was we had produced a couple of videos. I know you have talked with Joe Smith and Jackie Piano on another show about a video they were in entitled Mass, the Heart of the Matter. And this was a video that we did as part of a one-year reunion for all the people who had attended the synod. And as we put the video together, we said, this is so powerful. We need to share this with people. And so the idea is that this video, plus there's another video on what I talked about as far as the new mission statement and the direction for the diocese and really for our church, is let's get these videos out and get them out through social media and start a discussion. And so this hashtag IEvangelizeMKE is what we came out with. And we said, if people use this hashtag and share their thoughts about the videos and about their faith and use that, and for those who are familiar with hashtags, they know that when you put that out there, it actually becomes a link to the topic in a sense. And so it, the more you use it, the more attention it gets, and the more people who are on social media, who are using Twitter, who are on Facebook or other social mediums, that they take note and they go, well, what is this IEvangelizeMKE? And then they can start entering the dialogue as well. So it's another approach to talk to people about the Catholic faith and especially about the importance of the Mass.
Absolutely. So we encourage all of our listeners to check out the videos on YouTube, as you mentioned, and they're really easy to find. You just go to YouTube and search Archdiocese of Milwaukee in YouTube. It's very, very easy to find. And again, these are powerful videos. And by linking to them, and just as Randy said, by linking to them with the hashtag, what ends up happening is you end up spreading the gospel so much further than just Milwaukee or just this area, Chicago and Rockford Diocese. It spreads itself all over the world. And so the more people that jump on this, the more Catholics that jump on this, you're going to see a increase in the mass attendance and everything, because you're helping evangelize. It's that easy, typing in that hashtag. I want to ask you, Randy, what are some of the initial reactions to this process of evangelization? Are we seeing numbers go up in churches? Are we seeing some growth in these areas?
Well, what I'd say, Bill, is that we see some of that. I wouldn't say we're looking at huge increases by any means, but I think what we're finding is at least in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, numbers are starting to stabilize a little bit, because as a whole, church attendance, and not just Catholic church, but any mainstream church pretty much, is seeing attendance drop. And so what we're hoping for is a continuation of that kind of stabilizing, leveling off, and then growing. What I'm really, and it's probably still a little too early to say, oh, this is connected to the synod, but what I'm seeing is more people who are raising an interest in this. I mean, I see parents of young adults who come across the video, and especially the video with Joe and Jackie, the Mass, the Heart of the Matter, and they say, this is something that I can send to my adult or young adult children who might not be going to church, or at least going on a regular basis, and it as an avenue to start the discussion with them, to say, growing up in our family, Mass was always important to us. Here's two people's stories that I relate with and resonate with, and just want to get your feedback on. And so right now I would say it's probably more invitational, more opening the door, and I think it's, again, another step to really helping people see that when you live out your faith, it's a commitment. And this is one of the things we talk about with the Mass, is we say it doesn't end with the closing song. It continues, and how are we going to live out our faith on a daily basis? And so one of the other things we did with parishes, we put together this kit that we are using the hashtag as the title of the kit, so #IEvangelizeMKE. We gave them the video, the DVD of the video of Mass, the Heart of the Matter, and then one new mission for missionary people, the new mission for the diocese. But we also put in there some little cards on, we call them Catholic ID cards, and it's six habits of intentional discipleship. And so real easily you can refer to this and go, the six habits are prayer, scripture, attending Mass, taking part in the Sacrament of Reconciliation, service, reaching out to others, and then being part of my parish and community. So real easily I can look at that and go, where am I doing well? What do I need to increase the time and energy on? And then we did those same cards for children and wrote it for a younger age group. And so kids can have this and look at it and go, oh, am I talking to Jesus as a friend today? Am I learning about Jesus through the Bible and things like that? So that's, again, part of this whole initiative to say, when we emphasize evangelization, when we emphasize Mass, what we're really doing is, again, we're teaching about Jesus, and we're asking people to grow as disciples, to grow in their faith.
Beautiful, beautiful. And tell me just a little bit about the hopes for the parish and the people. You've done a great job highlighting it here, but just tell me some ways that we can hope toward the end game, 5 to 10 years down the road. What are the hopes and dreams that you have for the synodal process, and how does that translate itself, this whole comprehensive process, into the parishes and into the pews and into the homes and hearts of people?
The first thing I would say is, like with this whole campaign of I Evangelize MKE, we're hoping people will really be innovative in that, and kind of that the parishes will take that on, and they'll put the videos on their website or link to the videos on either the Archdiocese, the archmill.org website or YouTube, and that they'll start thinking of ways that they can get this out. But then that's just the beginning. And so in each of those areas that we talked about, as far as the top areas that came out of the Synod, what we want to be able to do, and we have small teams working on strategies in each of those areas, is to be able to come out with things that would be of help to the parishes, feedback that we've received from them, feedback that we've received through the Synod process, and then say, these are ways we can respond as a church, that we can, like in the area of stewardship or social justice or formation, that these are things we're doing well, but these are some things that we can do to really help people grow in that area further. So, end result, what we really want is that we come away with people who are taking their faith seriously, living it out. And Joe Smith in the video, he refers to evangelization starts with one person at a time. And that I talk to somebody and then and continue to spread the word. And that's what we're hoping for, is that maybe it's not going to be huge numbers. Maybe we're not going to have everybody on the church books that is attending Mass regularly or getting involved with stewardship or social justice, but that we have increased the number of people who really take this notion of discipleship seriously and who are really living out their faith, and that they're spreading that word to other people as well. So that we can look back and say, you know, what we're doing in the area of formation is really more substantial than what had happened 5 years ago, 10 years ago, that we have more adults involved. We have more young adults who are taking this seriously. And the same in each of those areas, that we can start saying, we as a church, we as an archdiocese, are doing a better job of reaching out to other people and to helping people grow in their faith. So ultimately, that we're helping people to proclaim Christ, make disciples, and connecting to the sacraments more vibrant and widespread way.
Wonderful. I want to ask you just about, somebody's sitting in the car right now, driving in the car, listening to this interview, going, man, this is really great, and I really hope that I can, you start using that hashtag on Twitter, but I want to be able to do more than just that. So I want to get in touch with the Archdiocese. I want to put something together where I can do this. How do they get in touch with you? How do people get involved in this process? And how does that work?
Excellent question. First thing I would say is, if you want to learn more about what we did and just have the link to the videos we created, because not only is it the videos that we're including in the kit, but throughout the process we created, produced probably about 12 or more videos. Anyway, all of that is on the Archdiocese website, which is archmil.org, and you can find anything about the Synod on there. Then, if you want to talk with me or connect with me to learn more, you can contact me either via email with my last name, which is N-O-H-L, Noel R, so Noel R, at archmil.org, or they can call me at 414-758-2216, 414-758-2216. And what I would say is there's some real just easy, helpful material that I could get out to people, like these Catholic ID cards and some other things that really help people evaluate what they're doing well in their faith and what are some areas that they need to grow in. And then I think all of that kind of connects with some of these synod priorities as well.
Wonderful. Well, I want to thank you so much for your time, Randy. I know you're busy getting this plan in place for people, and it's just as wonderful to have you on the air talking with me about this, and just encourage everybody to go to the Archdiocesan website for the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, archmil.org. Contact Randy. Just take a look at these videos. They're very inspirational. There's no other motivation behind that, too. There's no other motivation behind it. It is just to evangelize, to help you deepen your faith and help others grow closer to Christ. And so I thank you so much for your time, Randy, today here. It's just as fantastic to talk with you.
Great. Well, thank you, Bill. I really appreciate the invitation. Just real quickly, everything we've done applies to people, whatever diocese they're in, wherever they're living. So this is information that goes beyond just the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. So thanks so much for letting me help share the message.
Absolutely. Well, this has been an episode of WSFI Catholic Radio's WSFI Spotlight. Until next time, from all of us here at WSFI, thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. God bless.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
We thank you, Holy Father, for your holy name. You have made your name dwell in our hearts. Glory be to you forever for the knowledge and faith and immortality that you have made known to us through your child, Jesus. Almighty Lord, you have created all things for the glory of your name. You have given us food and drink for our nourishment, to give you thanks. But through your child, you have given us spiritual food and life everlasting. Before all else, we give you thanks, for you are mighty. Be glory to you forever. Remember, Lord, your church. Free her from evil and bring her to the fullness of your love. Having made her holy, gather her from the four winds into the kingdom you have prepared for her. for yours is the glory and power forever. May your grace come, and may this world pass away. Hosanna to the Son of David. If anyone is holy, let him draw near. If anyone is not holy, let him repent. Maranatha, come Lord. Amen.
WSFI is on social media. Follow us on Twitter at WSFIFM and like us on Facebook by searching for WSFI Catholic Radio.